Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Extremely local news time. Good morning, Seamus Toomey. Let's talk first about what's going on at Toohey Park.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, I would say this is a success story for the Rogers Park neighborhood. Toohey Park, which is at about Jarvis and Clark, had turned into a tent city of people living in the park all throughout the pandemic. It's been a couple years. It got pretty large at one point to the point where a lot of park activities had been canceled and moved elsewhere, including camps. They've been trying gently to figure out a solution to this, to return the park to the residents who are supportive of, you know, they're compassionate towards the people living there, but they also knew that it couldn't last forever. The good news is all 84 people that have lived there over the last couple years have now been placed in housing or found housing, begun to restore the park just this week. They put up some fencing to do some tree trimming and some reseeding. The park district, they basically started reinforcing the no camping rule last Friday, but by then everyone had been found housing. So good luck to all those folks and for the people of Rogers Park that are going to be able to use Toohey Park again.
And what's the update on the old site of the former Michael Reese Hospital?
Right. As your listeners know, this has been an ongoing saga. The city bought the Michael Reese Hospital years ago, thinking it would be the athlete's village for the 2016 Summer Olympics. That didn't happen. So the city's kind of been stuck with this for years. Just this week, they broke ground on this project that they've been talking about for years. It's a $3.8 billion residential, retail, hospital, a little bit of everything. It's basically a neighborhood that we're going to build there in Bronzeville. This is 100 acres. It's right around 29th and King was where they had the groundbreaking ceremonies this week. It's going to take 14 years, they estimate, to finish this whole project. And as we all know with construction, that probably means a lot longer. It's good news for Bronzeville. It's been a vacant site. Not only is the hospital vacant, but there's a lot of vacant land there for trucks and for trains. They're hoping to really have it help the Bronzeville revitalization, because Bronzeville is really booming in other spots of that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And this is really going to be a huge anchor for the north end of the neighborhood.
And what about the long vacant Leon's Barbecue site in Englewood?
Right. Yeah. More good news from the south side. You know, Leon's Barbecue is a hugely popular place in the south side. Leon Finney Sr. started it in the 40s. It had a bunch of locations, including one on in Englewood at 1158 West 59th. It's been closed for years and years. It's an eyesore for sure. Just this week, there's a group down there called the Residents Association of Greater Englewood, and they're going to acquire the site from the city. They've got some funding now. They're going to turn it into three separate restaurants. They're going to build some offices there and just some other uses there, and we've got some renderings of it on our site right now. It looks really cool. It's going to be all wood.
Nice.
Former Leon's is there's going to be a barbecue place in there. Leon's has moved to a couple other locations if you're looking for his famous smoked ribs, but this spot they're really just trying to get back on the tax rolls and have something for the residents of the neighborhood to enjoy and sit down and eat.
Seamus Toomey, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.